Hello, this is Mel Allen, editor of Yankee Magazine, and today I want to talk about a story we published in the January-February 2008 issue. Now, when I speak with my students in the MFA writing program at Bay Path University, and when I speak with writing groups, one of the first questions is always, how can new writers get noticed by editors? How do we break in? So this compelling short memoir by Lili Goodson, who is an English professor at the University of Vermont, this came to us over the transom. That means it arrived without any assignment, just in a plain envelope and a note saying she was married to a North Country vet, and this is what happened to them during a fiercely cold winter day. And she began it this way. In winter, I'm grateful for small things, a steaming mug of coffee, warm, dry socks, a plowed path to the manure pile. Here in North Central Vermont, it seems too much to ask that the water not freeze in the horses' buckets in the barn by morning, or that the truck turn over without complaint on the first try. Last week we had a cold snap. A friend driving by on Stagecoach Road stopped in to say that as he was passing our place, his car's outside thermometer registered lower than it ever had, minus 36 degrees. Our house and the adjacent veterinary clinic lie in a low valley flanked by two rivers with mountain ranges east and west. On clear winter nights, the cold settles deeply around us. Even the barn chores take longer. Manure freezes hard onto stall floors, and we have to whack it with a shovel to pry it loose. We keep a pickaxe next to the shavings pile to break the frozen sawdust into manageable chunks. We keep a hairdryer in the barn on a hook above the horse bib so that we can defrost the valve enough to fill buckets. Our fingers go numb, refuse to work, and we know how much they'll hurt when they thaw. Soon, we, the readers, learn that Nibs, an 18-year-old beloved horse, her daughter's first, is sick with colic. Though her husband is a vet, he knows Nibs needs a specialized hospital to give him a chance to live. Most likely, emergency surgery. Except that it's 2 hours away along narrow, icy roads, and the truck won't start because of the sub-zero temperatures. And we, the readers, are there all the time, hoping that the Goodsons can somehow get their horse help in time to save his life. Lili Goodson was a writer I did not know, but she writes with tenderness and almost unbearable acuteness of detail. This is her writing. It was fully dark by the time we led Nibs through the barn to the waiting trailer. The other four horses stretched their heads over their stall doors to sniff curiously as he went by. He stopped momentarily in front of Jazz's stall. The two geldings were fast friends and pasture buddies. They held their heads close, quietly exchanging exhalations. I wondered whether they knew that this might be their last meeting. Even Jane, who ordinarily pinned her ears and grimaced menacingly at Nibs, nickered as he went by. Finally, in the dark, the Goodsons arrive at the hospital. The news is not good. Now, you can almost teach a master class in restrained emotional writing with how Lili Goodson leads us to the inevitable. Greg put his arm gently around Kelsey's shoulders and drew her aside, talking softly to her. I stroked poor old Nibs's head and told him what a good horse he was, and that I loved him. Greg led Nibs away through the clinic while I took Kelsey back to the truck. I rolled his leg wraps and tucked them behind the seat. Kelsey cried silently. Greg came back a few minutes later, looking suddenly much older. She ends with a return to the cold barn and the hope that all animals give, even on cold, dark mornings. So I give this essay to writers and say, here's how you break in. Write a story from the heart. Write a story to remember. Give us your own cold snap. This is Mel Allen. See you again soon.